Hey babies, welcome to Mama K's Place. I'm your divine host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. If you're new, come on in and take them shoes off. For my OGs to inner peace, welcome back to the crib. You don't have to pay no rent, but you do need to come through and kick it often so you can heal, level up, roll it up while you attract the life, people, and opportunities you always desired. But did you bring your journal? Y'all know this knowledge is wealth, baby. Okay, so always remain a student and come on in. Welcome to Mama K's Place. Hey, everybody. Welcome in. Go ahead and, you know, just relax because we have some things that we gotta talk about. And this is a topic that honestly, I had to learn about. I had to grow through myself, you know. And if you hear my dog barking in the back, I'm sorry. Not sorry, but, you know, yeah. It's so many of us that don't realize the type of love that we deserve, you know. Some of us give and give and give so much love, but we've never actually received that same love. Whether it be from friendships, whether it be a lover, you know, our parents, a lot of us have never really just felt like the love was what we deserved, you know? And I know that you, if you're listening to this, you are worthy of love. You are worthy of unconditional love, meaning that somebody loves you past your flaws. Somebody loves you past your breath stinking in the morning. Somebody loves you past, you know, you having a slight mood swing here and there. You know, somebody loves you past your skin not being perfect, your body not being the best, you not having it all together. You deserve that. So please don't ever think that you're not worthy. But I do want you to know that you must give the kind of love that you want to receive. And you must also be open to receiving. There's so many amazing people that want that deep, unconditional love, to just be accepted, to have, you know, healthy communication and a vibe that can't be tampered with, you know, like a best friend, you know, a business partner, a soulmate, you know, that divine connection all in one that makes you just feel like, yeah, like this is home for me. Like this is where I'm meant to be. Like, I know you. We want that man or woman who rises to the occasion and, you know, steps for us every time. If something's wrong, you know, even if they can't drop everything at that one moment, they do what they can. Some people get into relationship after relationship, or talk to person after person after person, and then start hollering about B's ain't this and N's ain't that, and you know. Or, you know, some of us, you know, it's just like we can't find what makes us feel like we're truly at home and just fulfilled. Well, I know that I can, okay? Period. it's already done. Point blank period. It's already done. But a lot of us have actually received great love. There's so many of you that have received great companionship. Or you talked to an amazing guy or an amazing woman, and you might not have realized it, or you took them for granted until they were no longer giving that love out and the connection had been revoked. And the thing about it is, you have to ask yourself, are you giving love out and not able to receive it? Because that means that you need to get your heart chakra aligned. You need to open up your heart to be able to receive. Do you allow your partner or the person that, you know, you've been praying for and healing for to actually see you in a vulnerable state? Or does that sound like it's like, oh, nah, I don't want anybody to see me vulnerable? Or for my guys that are listening, because shout out to y'all, you know, oh, nah, I don't want to look weak. I don't want any females to be able to use anything against me later. That shit is not normal, okay? First of all, we need to go ahead and get rid of those narratives, because that is what broken people do. That is what people that do not deserve you do, okay? If you have not tapped into my red flags podcast, make sure you go tap in, because a lot of us avoid those red flags and then we think it's everybody but us. But today we're focusing on us. I'm on your neck. It's important to know yourself. It's important to love yourself. It's important to dive into your past and understand why you are the way that you are. It's important to love yourself unconditionally, even with your flaws. Y'all, I used to be so insecure about my skin. I used to be so insecure about my body, you know, and then I had to take a dive in myself and wonder, like, why in middle school, high school, college, college, I knew I was popping, okay, but after I had my son, you know, and when I did some work on myself, I realized, you know, even as a kid, like, people would ask me, because I'm slim, you know, are you anorexic? Or even people in my family would tell me how small I was. And when I look back at the pictures, the whole time I looked great. But people around me caused me to view my own self in a totally different light. And when you're not self-aware of these things, and when you're young and stuff like that, it takes over. You have to be able to love yourself unconditionally, because why the hell are you asking for somebody to come love you unconditionally when you don't? It's not their job. It's not anybody's job to heal you. It is your job to heal you. Stop waiting for Prince Charming or, I don't know, no females at cartoons or nothing like that that's out here saving niggas, but, you know, this is not what we're looking for. Yes, we want somebody that's going to build us up in the best way and, you know, fill us up where we lack and give us knowledge, give us value, give us the deep love that we are craving, that we've never experienced. But we have to give it to us so that we're able to teach others how to treat us and how to love us. It's so easy for a lot of us to give love out because, you know, like me, a lot of times I would, you know, make sure that nobody feels left out, or, you know, constantly making sure people are good, constantly making sure that, you know, people are in the right mindset. But it can also be so difficult to let that love back in. And younger me did not understand. I didn't grow up just in like the most affectionate household. I wasn't telling my mom or my father, like, or my siblings, I love you every day. That just wasn't our thing. So growing up, I had to, and I'm still learning how to be more softened, how to accept love the way that I'm able to give it, because I can do that. And you have to do the same. And it can be so difficult to let that love back in, because you know, maybe you've been through so much that you don't know if they're going to stab you in the back. You don't want to let them get too close, but you want to show them love still. Maybe you're not used to even give and take. You're not used to giving somebody love and also they give it to you back times too. It's important to tell, you know, your partner or whoever you're getting to know, tell them your triggers and be vulnerable so that they are able to love you properly. I don't care what the last person did. Even if they dismissed how you felt, dismissed the way that they made you feel or whatever. F them. Understand and accept that maybe, just maybe, you could have resentment from family issues, an ex-lover, a karmic relationship. If you don't know about karmic relationships and you would like me to give y'all some game about karmic relationships, you know, let me know. Inbox me on Instagram at Mama K's Place, or at That's Mama K, or on Facebook, Mama K's Place, or leave a comment if you're listening to the playback on YouTube, okay? Or maybe even, you know, a childhood broken past, you know? Ask yourself, like, is this why I'm so hard? Is this why I give so much? Some of y'all, you know, like to be in people's faces or make sure that everybody loves you. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that annoys me. You want everybody to love you so bad. Some people, like, I can literally see, you know, when they want me to like them so bad, or when they want my attention so bad, they want to, or y'all know, like, when somebody has done something and they feel guilty, and then they do everything to communicate, they inboxing you on Instagram, they liking all your pictures, they commenting on the pictures, they texting you, they calling you, they want to chill, they want to, just to see if y'all still cool, you know what I'm saying? But we just let that go. You have to figure out if you are love bombing people or overly giving, or maybe you're just closed off because of the simple fact of these things that you've been through. Let's be happy about these lessons that we've learned. Yes, somebody may have hurt you in the past, but now you know what that looks like. Now you know what a red flag looks like. Now you know how to speak up for yourself. Now you're loving yourself. Or we're learning to love ourselves as of today, if you didn't know this. The awareness of, you know, the things that we've learned in our lives and allowing is going to cause major shifts in your life. Stop thinking, oh, I don't have enough money, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not handsome enough. Y'all need to be acting like y'all, no, not even acting, you need to be showing up like you the baddest thing on 2 feet. Shout out to Jay Stu. You the baddest thing on 2 feet. Or, I don't own a home, I don't have a car, I don't have a bed yet, you know, I have kids, you know, nobody's really gonna love me. You know, they ended up leaving me last time, so why should I give somebody else effort? It is not an excuse to shut the new love out because of what the old did. You give people fresh chances. I don't care what nobody has told me about you. I don't even want to hear what anybody has to say about you. I want to see for myself. But if I tell you, you fucking up, and or something hurts me, triggers me, and you don't fix it, I know that you're not ready for, you know, what I'm on, okay? So you need to know that it's okay and you have the control. I know you hard body, you know, but, and I get that. I really do. Trust me. After being torn and broken by your family, your friends, or your old friends, you know, a lover, multiple people, it leaves scars that we can't even see. But you have to kiss your scars and accept them, just like your connection will, just like your divine masculine, sis, just like your divine feminine, bro. She's gonna kiss on your scars and show you exactly why the rest didn't work out. You could have been with somebody for 5-10 years, or going through, you know, stuff all your childhood years, or both, okay? And they're gonna show you why it didn't work. Stop expecting the worst. Some of y'all, things feel so great. Or you've had moments or people come into your life and it felt so great, and you pushed them away because you expected the worst. It was healthy, so you were bored and uncomfortable because you're not used to things not being chaotic and toxic and unbalanced and all over the place. You need to take things for what they are and live in the moment. Live in the moment. And you'll notice that, you know, them love affairs, those end when the romance and the excitement ends. But when you have that soul connection, you must always work for the greater good for yourself and the connection. But that divine connection is going to flow. It's not going to ever just end because you're not having sex. It's not going to end because, you know, y'all not going on dates. It's not going to end because you're separated from one another for, you know, a while. Be open to receiving and stop pushing away what a lot of y'all secretly been praying for, hoping for. Some of y'all act like y'all don't want love, but you do want to be loved. We're not meant to be lonely forever. And you're worthy of being loved gently and in the most abundant ways. Shoo, you worthy of being loved a little rough too, you know what I'm saying? And if you've been seeing 222 or 444, this is confirmation. Don't take advantage of that love that they're wanting to give you also. You know, do not become who hurt you. Even for friends. And also, don't be the one to view their vulnerabilities for what you can take advantage of. Ladies, fellas, some of y'all can see how great of a person is and you're not used to it. So sometimes, you know, people can take advantage of that and it's not cool. It's not, okay? And if you can't handle a relationship right now, just heal and go within. You don't need to be texting and talking to 50,000 people. Just spend time alone. Put your phone down. Honestly, people rush into relationships and rush into marriages because they want to be loved. They want to be appreciated, you know. Some people want to fill that void of their painful childhood or the love that they felt like they've never been really shown. And they think that a relationship or a marriage is going to magically bippity-boppity-boo that shit. And it's not, baby. I know you want to be appreciated. I know you want to be accepted. I know you want to be loved, but you have to do it first. Stop crying on damn Facebook. Oh my God. Yes, you could talk about, you know, things that you want, but stop crying and blaming everybody else. You need to start reflecting on yourself. I don't know who that part was for, but you know, if you know, you know. Otherwise, every connection can only last but so long. If you aren't really ready, sit down and relax. stop thinking that because you don't know how to accept love or you don't know how to love, somebody is magically just going to sweep you off your feet and everything is going to be hunky freaking dory, baby. This ain't that. You must look in the mirror and truly love on those scars and figure out why you feel insecure about certain things. Look back at when you took certain men or women for granted that really wanted to care for you. Those failed relationships, learn from them. Get your journal and write the feelings, the moments that hurt you the most that pop up in your mind, and release it. Go burn it so that the universe can take that weight off of your shoulders and just be asked, you know, for guidance and to be given the strength and to be shown how to love yourself and know that it is already done, okay? Those failed relationships, you just gotta learn from them. We're free spirits, okay? A soulmate is always going to be your soulmate. A soulmate connection or something that is for you can never, ever be taken. Sometimes it's just not the right time in life. Sometimes it really genuinely is not the right person. And some of y'all knew when it wasn't the right person. But, you know, history, memories, lust got you. Lust done put you 5 years in. And when you done got 5 years in, you like, damn, do I really love that nigga? Damn, is she really the one for me? Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? She ain't doing the things that I, you know, like, I really appreciate. She don't seem like... It seems like I'm carrying all the weight, you know. Yeah. Mm-mm. Ladies, no. Mm-mm. Fellas, mm-mm. Mm-mm. There's somebody who wants to be emotionally available for you. There's somebody who wants to love you. There's somebody who wants to help you. There's somebody who wants to be patient with you. There's somebody who knows that, you know, you flinch a little bit when somebody raises their hand or something because you've been through certain things. There's somebody that knows that you run away when things get hard, but they want to be there and take weight off of your shoulders. They want to have even give and take with you, but you will miss the opportunity and a divine connection if you're unable to receive the love. So I hope you guys got something from this message. I hope that you guys take the time to reflect and learn. Please make sure that you send this to somebody that... Oop, 2222. Please make sure that you send this to somebody that you feel like, you know, they need to understand why all of their relationships haven't been working out, no matter how many. We all know, you know, somebody that jumps in and out of relationships, or maybe it's yourself, your sister, your cousin, your best friend, whoever. Send this to them. Look out for one another. Stop holding stuff to yourself, okay? Share this because they deserve to heal as well. It's deeper than what a lot of people know, all right? So I want you guys to make sure, well, you should have your journal out already. Your Mama K's Place journal to take notes in with your blue pen. If you're not on here taking notes, especially for my students, okay, y'all should be taking notes. That is how you soak in information better, is when you do things with the intention of growing and learning, okay? So, your shadow work prompt that I have for you today, you know, maybe after you take your shower tonight, or maybe after you take a bath, or when the kids are asleep, if you ain't got no kids and you won't have to worry about that, you know, take some time for yourself at any given time. Do some breath work. And the question is, what do I need to forgive myself for? whether it be staying in a relationship for too long. You know, maybe somebody hurts you and you hurt them back. Maybe you felt like, you know, you haven't always been the best mother or the best daughter or the best sister or the best brother or the best uncle. Anything. Anything. Let it out and continue. When a lot of things start popping into your mind, those are downloads. Those are the things that are coming to show you, okay, this happened. You know, even while you're writing, maybe you'll have a flashback from a relationship or a flashback from a moment in your childhood or a flashback from, you know, even a moment by yourself. Write about it. Nobody should be in your journal anyway. You should only have people around that respect your space, okay? So that being said, I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for coming and sliding through to the crib with me. I appreciate you. I love y'all. And everything is happening in divine timing. I know we tired of hearing that. But I'm telling you, once you have faith, you know it's really already literally done for you. All right? So I love you guys. Have an amazing evening. Tap in with somebody that you really truly love and give them some gratitude today. Show them some love today. You never know who's not going to make it tomorrow or who's thinking about risking it all today because they haven't felt love or they don't know how to love themselves. Send this link out. I love y'all. Peace.